What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 255 of the Dental Marketer Podcast, and I'm your host, Michael Arias. And in this episode, it's everything you need to know about your VoIP service providers. What should they be offering you? And so much more. This is not really an interview, but this is more like a conversation with Jonathan Karen from Mango Voice, which, guys, if you don't know, Mango Voice is our sponsors. And everybody interested in Mango Voice, you guys get an exclusive offer and deal. So you can go in the show notes and check that out below. But we talk about the main reasons why phones go down in your office. What troubleshoots you can do immediately to prevent this, right? Why Mango Voice is possibly one of the best VoIP phone service providers, guys. A lot of the times we think other companies, right? They're outsourcing a lot of their stuff. But everything, for example, with Mango is insourced. They built it from the ground up. And Jonathan goes a little bit more into detail with that. We also talk about why Mango is so much more affordable than other service VoIP service providers. And we talk about the best practices that you need to be doing right now in order to get the best type of connection and service and so much more. So guys, I'm super excited for this. One thing I do like that we talk about in this episode is some of you may have seen in the past in May when Mango kind of went down for a couple hours. What really happened, right? And one thing he says, and one thing I agree with, is a company shows their true colors when things are not working. And we dive into that so much more, into detail, right? To see exactly what happened, what's going on now, what they did to prevent that from happening again, and so much more. So, guys, this is a very great episode, very interesting. Without further delay, here is Jonathan Karen. Jonathan, how's it going, man?
It's going good. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, man. Thank you for coming on and taking time out of your busy schedule. I know Mango Voice is signing up people left to right, right? Because you guys provide outstanding services. And I'm not just saying that because you guys are our sponsors, but I mean, we get a lot of people who reach out to us about that. But for the people who don't know, tell us a little bit about like what you do for Mango. What is Mango Voice?
Yeah, thanks. So, you know, Mango Voice, there's a lot of titles for what we do, and a lot of people kind of know us as a VoIP company. There's a lot of different terminology for that, but basically we're a hosted VoIP platform, which means you don't require any premise equipment, servers, none of those old phone system equipment. Everything is just over the internet, voice over internet protocol. It's business grade. We provide all the bells and whistles from call recording, voicemail to email, missed call, SMS, notifications. So when a patient calls your office, you can send them a text if you missed their call saying, hey, sorry, we missed you. You know, text us for a quicker response, which has been a really popular feature. Of course, we offer texting, e-fax, a lot of cool features. Probably the thing that really sets us apart the most as a VoIP company and who we are is we're a proprietary service built from the ground up. A lot of our competitors, almost all of them, resell some other service out there, BroadSoft, Metaswitch, some other underlying actual company. Mango Voice decided a long time ago when we were getting into this industry that we wanted to do it differently. We wanted to control the product. We wanted to control the customer experience. In order to do that, we had to have control of the product, right? So we built our own system from the ground up. Some of the other cool things, popular reason why dentists, especially in the dental industry, why they love our service is because we're great with a lot of various reminder services and patient management software companies. And so click to call.
Wait, can you repeat that one more time really quick? The part where... the reason dentists really love your service?
Yeah. So, you know, most dentists are looking for a good phone solution, but they're also looking for something that integrates. One of the popular integrations that most practices are looking for is a screen pop. There's a lot of names for it. Screen pop, smart caller ID, phone assistant. There's a lot of, everyone kind of has their own title for it. But essentially what that is when a patient calls your office, traditionally without ScreenPop, you would have to first introduce yourself, find out who you're talking to. If they have a strong accent, it can take even longer sometimes trying to understand them. And then you're navigating through your dental software like Open Dental, Dentrix, and EagleSoft through multiple pages to find out who their insurance provider is, when their last appointment was, or appointment history, trying to find a balance, if they owe you money, etc. ScreenPop, that I call it, is really nice because when that patient calls in, their information is automatically pulled from the patient management system or software and put in front of you on the computer screen before you answer the call. So when you answer it, you already know who they are, you already know where they live, their contact information, their appointment history, their balance, who their insurance provider is, and it just saves you on average between plus minutes initially on each phone call. And so that's been a really popular feature and a big reason why a lot of people use Mango versus, say, other VoIP providers, because they don't offer those integrations. And so once again, you know, kind of who Mango is we're a proprietary phone service, a VoIP business grade phone solution. It's easy to use, affordable. We integrate, but our motto is, you know, we want to customers come first. We have to control that experience. And so that's kind of who we are and what we do.
Yeah. That's why I really like you guys, is because like on the Facebook forums or Dentaltown or anywhere, like I always see you like all the time putting out fires or, you know what I mean? If I need you to talk to like somebody whose phones might or maybe have gone down, you're on top of it. So let's slide over to that really quick. Why do the phones go down? Cause I know like in the past and in maybe, who knows, in the future, it may happen for a short amount of time. I don't think in the future, actually, but in the past, it has happened, right? So, like, why does that happen?
So, with VoIP, the first thing you need to understand about a VoIP solution or a VoIP product, VoIP company is what I wanted to say, is we are a software platform. Unlike a traditional landline where they just run a wire and then they run, you know, data across that line and you can only have one conversation, there's very few things that can go wrong. And so, that's why they get the reputation of, yeah, they're reliable, but they offer zero features, you know? And with Mango being a VoIP platform, everything is software based. And as anybody knows, using any kind of software service, there's always corrupt data. There's always a lot more potential risks. Mango has been able to design and build our software in a manner that is very reliable. We have a minimum of a 4.9 uptime, but some of the issues and some of the risks that customers should be aware of, or anybody who's getting a VoIP solution, is one, because of our phone service is dependent on the internet, the very first thing you should always check is your network. You know, is your network going to be compatible? We get a lot of people who go on Facebook and they say, man, Mango, you know, my phones aren't working, or, you know, I only have, I have one-sided conversations. They can hear the customer or the patient, but the patient can't hear them, kind of thing. Or their phones are ringing all over the place and they try to pick them up and the phones are ringing elsewhere. And immediately Mango gets the blame for that, right? And rightfully so, because as a consumer, you don't really know or understand how it all works. But that's what we're having this podcast, is because what's really happening majority of the time, not to say that Mango doesn't have the ability, we certainly can have problems, and we have in the past. It's rare. It truly is pretty rare for Mango to have issues. And when we do have an issue, it's usually company-wide, right? There's usually a lot of people that are like, yeah, me too, me too, me too. That's when you know Mango's having an issue. But if it's just one or maybe two people jumping on there, 9 out of 10 times it's because their router has a firewall that's blocking our traffic, or the internet is dropping packets or just data, right? Only pieces of the information is coming through. And on like a computer, you'll notice a little bit of buffering when you're going from page to page. So most people don't really realize what's happening in the background. But because when you're on the phone, it's real-time data. It's so fragile that even the slightest little drop in information on your internet side can cause crackly noises. It can cause a dropped call. It can cause one person to hear a phone call, one-sided conversations. And so the point that I'm trying to make here is that there's a lot of variables, but more often, more frequently than not, you know, the router and the internet or some kind of network issue is the reason why most people have issues with a VoIP service, not just Mango, with anybody really. You know, when somebody comes to me and they're like, yeah, I had Jive and I really liked them for a while, but then they just started having a lot of issues and they never could fix them. They come to Mango and I'm like, well, I just want you to know, this is what I always preface it with. Like, you just need to know, like, if it's an actual internet or network or router issue, you need to be prepared, you know, to take our recommendation to replace your router or to have an IT check your internet and to run testing to make sure that that's not the issue. Because it might not be Jive, it might be your internet, you know? And that might sound absurd a little bit because I don't want to try to push people back to Jive, but I want my customer happy. And I know very well from my experience that when you come from one provider that you had issues with to another, going to another provider doesn't always fix the problem. Sometimes it does, but probably less often than not, right? Mm-hmm. So, or less often than it does. And so, yeah, check your router. Mango does a good job when we do our on to work with the IT company, the preferred service provider they use. We will talk to them and make sure that the router is configured properly. But what happens is, sometimes practices will change their internet provider. Sometimes they'll replace their router without notifying Mango. And if those settings are not set up correctly, those firewalls, then they will actually block the traffic. And that is what gives you the one-sided conversations. That is what gives you dropped calls. Again, that is probably 95% of the time the problem when you're experiencing those specific issues.
The router, right? Like the router and the network. Because I see it this way. Like sometimes right now, even when I'm doing this interview right now or other interviews, like the internet goes in and out, right? And I can easily be like, man, Zoom sucks, right? But in reality, because I'm using Zoom, but in reality, it's more the internet connection, right? And I can see it. I can physically see it because we have our like a little thing right here where it shows like, oh, the it's stable, it's not stable, it's going lower. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, but I know like when you're on the phone, that's like the last thing you're noticing. You know what I mean? You don't have something like that. So it's a little bit difficult. So that's what happens with most of the time, 95% of the time. What about the other 5% of the time? When it's like, let's just say somebody says, hey, our phone services are down. And then everybody else is like, ours too. What's that?
So, you know, I wouldn't say that's even 5%. I would say that's less than 1%, less than half of a percent of the time. It's actually Mango having like an actual issue. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, 95% of the time, it's like the router. The other like 4.5% is, you know, internet or other network related issues. You know, it could be the ending on the end of a wire that's just not connecting properly, that's not allowing one phone to light up or something like that. Or, you know, the switchboard isn't programmed correctly on the Mango side and they call in and, you know, it's usually just a variety of different other things. But the other 0.5% of the time, because again, we have a 99.99% uptime, which is less than 52 minutes of downtime a year. And it's actually better than that. I don't know the exact, but it's almost to a 5.9, which is almost, I think it's like 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes downtime. Maybe it's 15 a year is all you're allowed. But when you get those situations like what happened last year in May, right, in 2019, we call it our May Day. There were a couple of days, literally it was just 2 days. It was the middle of the month and then the last day of the month, which was a Friday. And we had a system-wide outage or disruption, we could call it. And basically what happened was, like I said, with software, anything can happen. And if something stops working, everything kind of just piles up. And this is exactly what happened on one of our servers. One of our servers couldn't relay some information or pass some information for some odd reason that it took us some time to identify. And because that data got backed up, it maxed out our memory. And long story short, if you don't have memory and you're familiar with computers and how that works, you can't do anything without memory. And so we had customers calling and complaining about, hey, I can't forward my calls. Hey, I can't answer my phone calls. The phone rings, but then there's nobody there. And then the other phones in the office ring, you know, and they call it phantom calling and they were really upset, rightfully so. It's really frustrating when your phones don't work. But essentially what happened was our servers just didn't have the memory because of the whatever issue that happened or corruption in the data that maxed out our memory, caused everything to back up. So it took us about 2.5 hours. Actually, the first time it was 3.5 hours exactly. And we had found the issue. We had put on a Band-Aid solution just to kind of make things run smoothly again. But then 2 weeks later, it happened one more time, because the first time we weren't exactly sure. We were able to resolve the problem, but we weren't sure what caused it. The last day of the month in May, it happened again. We were actually able to track it and isolate the issue and resolve it so that would never happen again. So that was a rare occasion. In 6 years that Mango has been in business, that was the worst outage that we've ever experienced. 2 days in May of 2019, one was for 3.5 hours. That was the total length of downtime. It always seems longer on Facebook because everybody says it's been down for days, you know, when it hasn't been. It was only that short, brief time. But when your phones are down, it does seem like it's forever. And so I totally recognize and understand the frustrations there. And I don't want to downplay them, but we have the data to prove that it was only 3.5 hours. And at the end of the month, it was only 2.5 hours. So that was the biggest outage in Mango history in 5 years. Previous to that, we almost had a perfect record, as perfect as can be. And so, you know, that was kind of a VoIP pandemic, if you will.
VoIP. So that in total, it's been down, I guess, for those 2 days, it was 5 hours, right? Or 6 hours almost.
That's it.
Yep. 6 hours. Okay. So, I mean, but I can't understand how people would be frustrated. You know what I mean? Like it is like a thing where it's like, dang, your phones are like the lifeline almost, right? So here's the thing. If, let's just say we can rewind back and that happened again. I mean, that didn't happen again, but that's happening. What are the steps we should be taking in order to, I guess, like get these calls still and to make sure we know what's going on and all these things? What do you recommend we should do in that scenario?
Well, I want to include more steps here than directly answering your question, because the first thing would be check your internet, right? If your phones go down, if you're having issues, always check your internet first. Reboot your router really quickly, right? And see if that fixes the problem. If it doesn't, then Mango Voice support number is 435-767-0882. And then
Can you repeat that again? You said if it reboot your router, and then after that?
Once you've rebooted your router, I mean, check your internet. You can always log in onto page, really. Just check on your computer, make sure your internet working correctly. Reboot your router. If it's all the phones that are having the issues, then, you know, call into Mango. And our Mango Voice is 435-767-0882, and then option support. But we also have, before you even do that, you can always go to status.mangovoice.com, and that's our status page. And if there's an actual issue company-wide, something that Mango is experiencing, then we will post it there and send an email out to all of our customers. Now, if you're not subscribed to that status page, and we don't use that for marketing, there's no incentive for us other than it's a pure means to communicate with our customers when we're experiencing issues. Go and subscribe to status.mangovoice.com, and you can go and read the issues that we've had. I think we had that up probably after May. I don't think we had that status page up. One of the frustrations was we didn't have a real true way to communicate with our customers at that point, and we learned that the hard way. But we had that set up very quickly after May. And so now anybody can subscribe to that and get live updates to what's going on with Mango. But that would be the first place. First thing, router, internet. Second, status.mangovoice.com. Third, contact Mango support, and we can resolve the issue.
What was the Mango number again?
It's 435-767-0882, and then option support. I think it's option 2. So that's
can they forward by any chance like the calls when this is happening?
You know, that's a good question, and the answer honestly is yes and no, and it depends on the issue. So what's interesting about it is, again, you have to have memory to complete phone calls. So if there's no memory, you cannot forward your phone calls. Doesn't matter if you forward them or what you do. There's no memory to relay the call, then just resolve it. In May, I do recall several people that, yeah, we actually closed, you know, 4 new patients that day when that was all happening because we forwarded our calls and the app worked great and they were very happy about it. Others reported that they couldn't. So it was kind of, I think, based on your location and which servers you were running on, et cetera, that determined whether or not you could do that. But most of the time, the small issues that we've ever had that are like just a few minutes, people are able to forward their calls. Absolutely. Especially when your internet goes down or if it's your power, if it's not Mango related, you can absolutely forward your phone calls. And we recommend that to everybody. And it's easy to do. It takes less than 30 seconds to log into your account or to call Mango. You can also text us to that number that I shared earlier. It's textable. We'll chat with way. Of course, you can email support@manglevoice.com and ask us, please forward my calls to this number. And we can do it for you quickly. So there's various ways you can communicate with us. But yes, you can forward your calls unless that is disabled based on the nature of the issue we may or may not be experiencing.
Gotcha. Okay, so then what would you tell someone right now really quick who's like deciding on a VoIP service and then they're, I mean, like they see Mango, and I think that's one of the reasons why Mango can be, why you guys are affordable in the pricing that you guys put out there is because you're the ones who build it from the ground up. A lot of these other VoIP services are with other third party like softwares, right? So then they have to cover that usage and then at the same time pay themselves. So that's why it's more expensive.
It's generally more expensive. Their turnaround time to resolve issues is longer. You know, you get people all the time are like, yeah, I contacted my phone company and they know there's a problem, but they said they can't fix it. And the reason they say that is because their underlying provider is having the issue and they had to submit a ticket to them and they're waiting for them to respond with the solution. And so you're basically working with middlemen or just, you know, fancy resellers of other people's products, whereas Mango is the actual product itself.
Yeah. And I think that's why in May 2019, it was a big deal because, or it looked like a big deal because of, I think it's kind of a common thing to have issues with every other company, right? But with Mango, there wasn't really any until that little scenario, right? And then when that happened, it was like, oh man, let's all kind of, you know what I mean? Jump on top of it, I guess. You know what I mean? Like,
well, we definitely found out how many we definitely saw how many customers that we had, which was, you know, it's bad to see that everybody was so frustrated and we were certainly feeling the frustration and we really felt bad here at Mango for the issues. We took full responsibility and it really hit us hard because we do care about our customer experience. But at the same time, it was just like, wow, look how many supporters we have of Mango, even though they were angry and frustrated at the time, rightfully so. We still saw how many people use Mango. And that did say something. One thing I'd like to comment on that, between 800 to 900 customers have signed up in the last year and a half alone off these various Facebook groups.
Can you say that again really quick? One thing you wanted to comment on that you saw?
Yeah, so we saw a lot of people who had signed up with Mango. That supported us. We just saw the volume of people. But what I wanted to comment about was out of all the frustration, out of all of the angry words that were said on Facebook, we only lost, I believe it was somewhere between 6 and 8 customers out of the hundreds of frustrated people. And the reason, and I even talked to a lot of them and a lot of them would even call me and just say, hey, I'm like frustrated, but I know you're going to fix this because you always have done it in the past. So our loyalty that came out of all of that was phenomenal. And it was mind blowing to me just to see how frustrated they were, but they stuck with us. And that really just proved to me that Mango really does have a product that works well and the customer experience is awesome. Despite a few moments in time here and there where we're going to have issues, it's inevitable for any company. But people stay with us. Our customers stay with us because they know that we are quick to resolve any issue that may present itself. And we communicate with them and we really put them first. And I think that's why people stay with us and love our product and why they refer us. And so out of everything that happened in May, that was the silver lining that I saw was, wow, we should have, theoretically, if we weren't doing a good job, we would have lost a lot of customers. But we didn't. We actually lost a very, very small amount of customers. And majority, I would say out of those 6 to 8 customers, almost all of them were brand new customers who hadn't been using us for a long time. Which that makes sense. You know, you get in, you sign up for a new phone company, and then, you know, it just things go wrong and you're like, oh, that's not a good sign. And then you jump ship, and that makes sense. But for those customers that used us and saw the value of our product, they stayed. So and I thought that was really, really cool.
I think that speaks a ton for anybody deciding right now what phone service provider they should be getting or anything like that. Like, I mean, it's great to see things going great, right? But I mean, that's in a perfect world. But we don't live in a perfect world, right?
Exactly. So, a company really shows their true colors when they're having issues, not when the service is working. It's great when it's working, but when it's not, that's really what determines if customers are going to stay with you long-term or not.
Yeah, it shows like how well they respond to it, how quickly they respond to it, who they respond to, how much they value you guys. Are they going to run and hide, or are they going to just own up to it and all these things? So I think that's good. So then if anybody's deciding right now whether, you know, Mango or any other services, anything you want to mention to them?
Yeah, so if you guys are thinking about Mango, whatever your hesitations are, if you're you know, just worried about VoIP in general, or you're just worried about the transition. Transitioning to a VoIP solution like Mango is very easy. You get to keep your phone numbers. The downtime is zero, right? So a lot of people are like, oh, do I have to be down for 2-3 days to do this? No, it takes an hour and a half on average to completely switch over your old phone system to Mango. You'll be up and running with our service within that hour and a half, making and receiving calls from our system. And, you know, we'll take care of your phone numbers, transitions very seamless. And we have our team of experts that hold your hand through the entire process. So if that's a reason why, you know, you're a little bit hesitant, you know, let's take that off the table, because we deal with it every day, many times. It's a very easy process. But if, I mean, if you're going to get into the VoIP industry, just make sure you check your internet, make sure you have a relatively new router. One other thing I might mention, this is something we want to spread out there as much as possible. The internet works phenomenal, but their provided modems and routers are not recommended. So I always tell our Comcast and Verizon users to go purchase a Netgear router, spend $150 to $200 on a new router, or consult with your IT company, who generally will recommend some kind of, you know, favorite router of theirs. Those generally don't matter. It could be any type of router, SonicWall, Microtix. There's a lot of different brands out there, but we don't recommend using the Verizon routers or the Comcast routers. They're just very basic and generic, and they don't allow us the access we need to provide the best experience. So some helpful tips for anybody getting into VoIP: again, check your router, your internet, try to have your own router, don't use the internet provider's router if possible, and use a company that is familiar with Mango. You know, that is always a very helpful thing.
You said use a company that's familiar with Mango, like Verizon's familiar with Mango?
Use an IT company. Oh, so like Dark Horse Tech, or, you know, they do a phenomenal job. I'm a really good friend with Ruben. They do a phenomenal job. Ruben uses our service. They know Mango in and out. They know IT in and out. And so for anyone that uses Mango and Dark Horse, their experience is generally far better than anybody else.
Yeah.
And they have additional resources to turn to when they're having issues. You know, not just Mango to turn to.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, guys. So yeah, if anything, if you have any questions or concerns and you're interested in Mango, or you're like thinking to switch over to another VoIP provider, definitely listen to this episode, think about it, go in the show notes below, click on the Mango Voice logo or the Mango Voice link to find out more, contact Jonathan if you want. Everybody listening does get an amazing deal with Mango. And if you want to check out that deal, like I said, since they are our sponsors, you can go in the show notes below and check out the amazing deal and reach out to Jonathan to find out more. All right, Jonathan, I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode. Don't forget, if you are interested in Mango Voice or their services, or you want to pick Jonathan's brain a little bit more or see if they're a good fit for you, you can go in the show notes below, give them a call, click on the Mango Voice logo or the Mango Voice link to find out more. Like I said, all of you listening, you do get an exclusive deal with Mango Voice. You get free phones and so much more. So go in the show notes below to check that out. And yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.